Well, the story about the Oklahoma's controversial new amendment to the Constitution is still unfolding. A federal judge in Oklahoma has extended a temporary ban there. The amendment bars Oklahoma courts from considering Sharia or Islamic law when deciding cases. When it was called the Save Our State Amendment. And it ended up getting passed by 70% of voters in Oklahoma. Joining us now to talk about it is Paul Blair. He's one of those who voted for the ban. And he's pastor of the Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also on the line is Professor Rick Tepker. He teaches constitutional and First Amendment law at the University of Oklahoma College of Law. Good morning, Professor.
Morning.
So, Pastor, I wanted to ask you about your vote in favor of this ban on Sharia law. What have there been things going on in Oklahoma, cases that have been decided that have made you fearful that Sharia law is making inroads into the court system there?
Well, it's just an observation of some of the things that have taken place around the world and also even in our own country. Over the last decade, we've seen what's called creeping Sharia, creeping ever so slowly into taking control over European nations. And for instance, in Great Britain now, there are 85 Islamic courts that operate side by side with the British courts, and they're having serious issues because, for instance, some human rights issues are not consistent in one court to the next. We saw a few weeks ago that even Angela Merkel, the Prime Minister of Germany, has, having problems with the current process of immigration, demanding that people assimilate into their culture if they're going to move there, rather than move in and try to impose their will on the German culture. So we've seen that they are having issues in Europe. In America, in the last decade, we've seen a couple of instances where that's beginning to creep in here. Two in particular, one in New Jersey and then one in Texas, where court cases have either appealed to Sharia law as far as deciding civil cases, one pertaining to rape between a husband and his wife, forced intimacy, and even beating. And then another one where a case in Texas was actually remanded from a federal court to a Islamic court, and there is actually an official Texas Islamic court, and that it's an official court in Texas. And we believe that if you're going to live in America, we should be governed by American law, by federal law, or by state law.
Although the New Jersey case that you referenced was overturned by an appellate court, and there's a history of some judges favoring what they call cultural differences in court, which is when it gets further on in the court system is usually overturned in favor of U.S. constitutional law. Do you see the Oklahoma ban as a preemptive move then, that you don't see this problem in Oklahoma, but you felt like you voted for this ban to keep it from coming in?
This is the way things happen. I spoke with a friend named Paul Diamond that's a barrister in England that actually came over to meet with us at the Department of Justice in November of this past year. And he is a conservative attorney in Great Britain, and he warned us as a group of pastors that met with him that it begins with an activist judge making a crazy decision on a particular ruling that's immediately overturned. And then little by little more of the activist judges get moved up to appellate positions, and then those crazy rulings don't get overturned. And
right.
He warned us that we as America are about 10 years behind what they are in Great Britain.
Okay, that's Pastor Paul Blair. He's the pastor of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. He voted for the ban in Oklahoma against Sharia law when deciding court cases there. Also with us, Professor Rick Tepker, who teaches constitutional law at the University of Oklahoma. Professor, good morning.
Morning.
What exactly is the threat? You heard the pastor referring to two cases in which Islamic law is taken into account in American courts. Is there a threat of that?
No, not at all. I think the pastor's account of recent events is very misleading. As you said, the New Jersey court was overturned. And even in that situation, it wasn't an example of applying Sharia law. It was an example of somebody raising a defense based upon a personal code, and the courts eventually decided against it, based on the fundamental principle of constitutional law that we don't accommodate practices against good order, against the peace of the community, simply because they're motivated by religion. The most important thing to understand about this provision is it's a fundamental violation of the oldest principles of religious liberty, the principles endorsed by Washington and Madison and Jefferson. religious discrimination is forbidden by the First Amendment. If you don't honor that principle now, the principle of the First Amendment is gone, the core principles, the original principles.
Well, you know, Rich, I'm no constitutional scholar, but what appears to me would be a simple problem with this ban is that there is no written Sharia law. We don't have any guidelines on what Sharia law is. It's interpreted a different way wherever you may go in the entire world. So how can you ban something that is not defined?
I have no idea. You're right. Even Muslims disagree about what it is and how it is to be used. And the most important thing is secular law never incorporates the principles of a religious sect as law. And this whole legal analysis that is developed has been an example of, I think, appealing to bigotry on the part of and fear on the part of Oklahoma voters.
So you can kind of allay the fears of the Pastor Blair. Pastor, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Paul Blair. Can you do you feel a little bit more at ease?
Absolutely
having?
Absolutely not. You all are not differentiating because you don't understand the topic that we're dealing with. There is a difference between the religion of Islam, religion of Islam and Sharia law, which is actually a constitution in and of itself. Those that say that it is not codified, I have a copy of it here in my hands. It is codified. It has been certified by Al-Azhar University, which is the Harvard Law of Sunni Islam. It is codified. It's used to as a constitution. This is not just a way of life.
I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. That is Pastor Paul Blair. He's the pastor of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, and we spoke with Professor Rick Tepker of the University of Oklahoma. He teaches First Amendment law and constitutional law there. Thank you both.